Okay, so this, we are going to start our committee meeting, our working group meeting of the Pacifica Bylaws Convention Working Group. And we have a couple of pressing things on the agenda. First and foremost is the amendment that we have previously discussed, which shortens the length of time to apply as a candidate in the election and lengthens the amount of time for mailing of the ballot, receipt of the ballot, and submission of the ballot. So that's where we are right now. And we have a very tight timeline because of the constrictions in the restrictions in the bylaws that have a 60-day notice period where it has to be announced twice a day on air. And because we would like the votes to take place at the PMB meetings that are live rather than the telephonic PMB meetings. And
Lydia, do you want to announce who you are and maybe call
Right, okay. Local? And then, anyway, so that's basically, you know, the first agenda item for today. And as soon as, is Serene back yet? No, okay. Because I wanted to go around so that we could all introduce ourselves once she got back. And so that's going to be the focus of the first part of the agenda, and then we'll see what time allows and move on as to what's next. Okay, I am Lydia Brezon, and I am the convener. I'm from KPFK, and who we have here. Can everyone just go around the room? I hear another phone ringing here. R. Paul?
I'm R. Paul Martin. I'm from WBAI.
Mary
I'm
Berg
Bastos here from KPFT.
Mary Berg briefly from KPFA.
Okay, Mary?
Yeah. I said I was here. Mary Berg is here from KPFA until 6 p.m. Pacific time.
This is Jane Gatewood from WPSW.
Deb?
Deb Shafto, I already said that. Deb Shafto from KPFT.
Okay. And then Serene Roberts was on. She got off briefly to call Rob Robinson to see if he will be joining us, and I haven't heard from Marty. I hear some static. Is that someone joining us or just static? Okay.
Probably me and this cell phone. How does one mute again?
I don't remember.
Star 6, I think it is.
Star 6.
Star 6, okay, thanks.
Okay, so hopefully Serene will join us because I'm sure she's going to have a good deal to say about the change in my timeline. Did everyone receive my timeline, the most current one that I changed to August the 8th for the record date?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Is that Serene?
It is.
No, that was me.
Good. No, okay. No, it is Serene. Serene?
Hi.
Oh, okay.
Did you talk to Rob?
No, I got voicemail.
Oh, okay. Then let's just proceed. We're going to jump right into the issue of the timeline. Now, you got my email, right? So you received my email?
Yeah.
Okay. So why don't you start because it's my timeline versus your timeline. Because there must be a rationale for
you. I've got to pull it up, so you want to go ahead.
Okay. So my concern was that we need to change as little as possible, certainly in terms of the outside dates, in order to get the kind of support that we need at all the LSVs and so on and so forth. So that would be my reason for sticking to the ballots due 11/15. And, you know, keeping to that original timetable and working within the confines of the outside dates to only change the inside dates. That presented an issue, and the reason I had to revise to August the 8th as the record date was because the bylaws also require exactly 45 days from counting backward from the time that you mail the ballots, and I can see another bylaws change in the making there. But anyway, and so that takes us back to August the 8th. Now, the only concern that I can see is from those stations that have summer drives that want to include people that get membership during August, but that's just such an incredible time crunch. I mean, people, if they want to vote need to, I would personally prefer, in terms of a long-term bylaws change, is to have it no later than the day that the nominations close, and or even earlier, just so that there isn't a rush by slates as soon as they see who's running to try to get people to become members, because I think that not just the slates, more ominously anybody else trying to take us over. So, but anyway, that aside, I think this is a working, now we have to bear in mind that we're not recommending this as the permanent forever timeline, because many of us would prefer, myself included, would prefer seeing this whole election take place at a different time of the year. And but for right now, just to guarantee that if we at least can guarantee to the membership that we're going to be allowing more time for the mailing and have a better opportunity, hopefully, to make quorum, which many of the stations struggled with last time, that I think that this at least is a minimal improvement to what we have right now.
This is Jane. I'd like to just summarize the comparison of the two proposals on the table, just
sure,
to make it easy for people to follow. The current nominations per the bylaws open on July 25th and close on September 25th. And we have two proposals on the table that would both leave the opening date the same, July 25th, but close the nominations a month early, August 25th. And the reason for this change is because it allows more time for everything that needs to happen thereafter prior to the counting of the ballots. And there seems to be a consensus that that's enough time for the nominations to be open and close. That extra month really didn't make, doesn't seem to offer any significant difference. Then the question arises concerning the date that the ballots are to be mailed. The current bylaws indicate October 15th, which is almost a month after the nominations close date. But the election supervisors have said that they needed, correct me if I'm wrong, they needed a little more time. Is that
mm-hmm.
correct? Was
yes.
that one of the things they pointed to?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I mean, I'm looking at Kenny's recommendation, and it looks like he added, looks like he, instead of being a little less than a month, it's a little more than a month. So it looks like he added, it looks like it was 3 weeks from the nominations close to mail date in our original time frame for the bylaws. Our election supervisors suggested instead of 3 weeks, it should be 5 weeks. And then the two proposals that we have on the table, one, which has come from Serene and the WBAI group, has left it a little bit less than 4 weeks.
It's a lot more. It's
almost
2 months.
From the nominations closed, the date the ballot
mailed.
Be mailed is almost 2 months. So
mm-hmm.
it's like 7 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So it's more even than the election supervisor
mm-hmm.
Was requesting. And then the recommendation from Lydia is looks like 5 weeks. So
mm-hmm.
that 5 weeks, am I right about it? Nope.
Yes. Yeah. No.
Nope. 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 From August 25th
to September 22nd.
It's just shy of 4 weeks.
Yes.
So that's one point I would make about the first difference is that the bylaws have it as being about 3 weeks, which all the election people said is just too short.
Mm-hmm.
The BAI recommendation is 7 weeks, which is a little bit longer than they said they really need, at least this long. And it looks like the recommendation from Lydia is
exactly 4 weeks, by the way. I just
it's 4 weeks.
Calendar.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the ballots due date in the bylaws is a month after the ballots are mailed. In the recommendation from our election supervisor, it looks like it was a little over a month, and looks like it's probably 5 weeks instead of four, perhaps. I don't have a calendar. WBI's first recommendation from 10:20 to 12:01. Basically, WBI actually pushed the ballots due date back 2 weeks so that we could we could allow for a little extra room in both areas between the date that the in several areas. Then the recommendation from Lydia today is to leave the ballots due date the same as it is currently, 11:15, so there would be the fewest possible changes. So the major difference between these two is the ballots due date. Lydia is suggesting leaving it the same as in the current bylaws to minimize the changes, and the WBI most recent recommendation is adding an extra 2 weeks, having the ballots due on 12-1, and then that extra 2 weeks then is divvied up a little differently between the various points of reference. And nobody is changing. The ballots will be counted by 12-1.
Because then Serene's would be that the ballots are due by 12-1. That means they wouldn't be counted until 12-15, although she didn't include that date. When the ballots do mean it's going to be received at the station or wherever the drop point is for 12 by 12-1.
Hey, it's Serene. Can I get on the stand?
Yes.
I take your point with regard to the keeping the closing date the same as the original. I'm wondering though if maybe we can change the ballots mail date a little. What do they have now? Almost, what is that, 7 weeks between the mailing date and the due date?
Yeah.
What was the first thing you just said? That you agreed or disagreed with having the ballot?
That I agree that it would be simple, that it would be less complicated for people at this point if we simply left it at 11:15 as the return date for the ballot. But I'm wondering then if we can maybe adjust the ballot's mail date back or forward, depending on how you look at it, maybe to 9:29 or something like that, which would then allow us to adjust the record date to 8:15. Because I know that KPFK, you guys are having a summer mini, right?
No.
No?
No.
Someone else is.
No, we haven't. We haven't had a summer mini for a couple of years now.
Okay.
Our deal is if we make the $1 million, we don't have to have a summer mini.
Okay.
It's a real incentive.
Well, yeah. I spoke to someone. I don't remember who. At some other station. I thought it was. I thought it was K, but maybe not. I guess it's A.
Mary Berg here. Am I unmuted now?
You are.
We're having a summer draft.
You are. Okay, that's where it's. I see it was someone
from
California guys.
26th of July to the 1st. We usually have one.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. I got my city crossed. But my point was that it would be, you know, for people who are using debit or credit cards, that's great. But for people who are not, who have to send in their a check or a money order, it would really be helpful if we could give them some extra time to do that. Give them at least, you know, a couple of weeks from the end of their drive, 1 or 2 weeks from the end of their drive. Our drive is normally in the early part of August in New York, so even a date of the 15th would still give folks time to you know, it's
right,
hard,
but
when people
it defeats
thing,
the problem is that it defeats the purpose of having more mail time. And I really think that, you know, people can become members any time before the record date. I mean, they can just send in a check.
That's true, but when we're on air pushing membership, folks are expecting, not unreasonably, I think, that, you know, if they're talking about memberships and they're talking about elections and they're talking about joining the station, I'm going to be able to vote in this upcoming election. And I think people become a little frustrated when they find out, well, no, you know, you missed it by 3 days or whatever the case is. And I think that if we were to make the adjustment, we would still have, I think we would still have 6 weeks. And even if at the worst possible case for bulk mail, which is 3 weeks, it still gives people three weeks to send it back.
I don't think that, we can hear from everybody. We wouldn't have much support for that here because it doesn't hardly, the whole purpose of even taking up this amendment is to lengthen the amount of mail time enough, and that doesn't seem to lengthen it very much. But let's go around the the room. Anybody else? Our Paul, you're in New York, so you have any same opinion?
I can see it either way. I can see doing it either way.
Okay. Deb?
It seems to me that I don't know. I don't know why the pledge drive should have such an effect on the elections. I mean, it doesn't take. I mean, there's some broadcast time problems, but not many. And it just seems to me that what where we really need the time is in getting the things ready.
Jane.
I'm sitting here making a chart of the time frames between it, so pass me up and I'll make my comment at the end.
Okay. My long-term concern... Mary, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Still longer till I see the meeting convening. I don't know. I don't think that the pledge drive, the summer pledge drive, should affect the thing that much. I don't think people should... I'm not sure there's an advantage in pushing the registration up, because I don't think that's a good idea. I think we need as much time as possible for the nomination and the ballots to be mailed in. For one thing, if there's a problem, then maybe I'm just burnt by what happened before, but I think we need the time then.
Yeah, I know that one of my main concerns, and in terms of a long-term amendment, I would not want to see any fund drives interfering with the election timetable. The record date, in my opinion, should not be any later than the nomination close date, I think, even then, right? And again, my concern is that then slates start getting all kinds of people to start joining once they see who is running, and it keeps us in this constant cycle of competitive slates. And but anyway, so that's one of the reasons. But I couldn't change it. Like, I would have proposed 8:25, I think, you know, originally, except we have this whole 45-day thing. Or I would have even better proposed 7:25 before any of the fund drives, summer fund drives start, so that you wouldn't run into that problem at all. And but again, because of the other bylaws section, there is that you have to count back from the mail date 45 days. So anyway, that's how I ended up with August the 8th.
Mary Berg here. I am really concerned about closing the being able to register when the nomination period closes. I think the original intent was to have people registered before that, and I think it's for the reasons that were just said.
Mm-hmm.
I really think that's important. However we juggle it, the 45 days. Do we know that that's something that we can't get around without triggering a member election? Have we guidance on that from anywhere?
I mean, I don't know. It's in a different section. It's like, you know, another one of those bylaws things I think should be fixed. It's in the section, it's in the Article 3, which is before the Article 4. Right,
so.
And so, you know, and that is very specific to any kind of ballots, to memberships on anything. 45 days before the day on which the first written ballot is distributed or made available. And so it's very...
And there's no way to interpret it to say, like, at least 45 days, huh? I just wonder if we got some guidance from some...
We haven't. I mean, we could certainly make a recommendation if people think that language could be adjusted, but...
Yeah, if it could be, we could just add it, as long as we aren't shrinking it. It's a possibility we ought to try, because that's a big hang-up for us.
So it says shall be 45, so that's...
No. Doesn't
offer much room, does it?
No, that means it's got to be 45.
Yeah. It's got to be 45. I mean, I think that we're making a first stab at a change. This does not mean that we cannot improve on whatever we put forward in January or in next March. What it means is that we wanted to do this because minimally we want people to be able to start planning for the election supervisor, et cetera, in case we can't make all of the changes that we want to make because of membership votes. So this is at least a starting point. Although the 45 days is relevant, does anybody think that we can change that 45 days without a membership vote?
Yeah, Mary Berg here. I know if you read over the stuff that was done in 2004, I confess I haven't looked at it, you know, with a fine-tooth comb, but I have seen some minor language changes, not just Scrivener's errors, but a few places where they've changed. And if the intent was clearly to be at least and not less than, which we can see from the drafts and from various other things, I think it's worth a try. That's all I'm saying. I don't know what the odds are, but since it does seem to be a crucial point, I'd rather get, I know when I say guidance, I don't know from whom, from lawyers, from the governance committee, from, you know, but we should try. That's all I'm saying.
Does anybody, Rapal, and others?
This is Jane.
Jane.
All right. I don't understand what you're all talking about, but I'm going to go back to the original question on the dates. I'm sorry. All right. I'm going to throw out third scenario, which is a variation of Lydia's, which the ballot's mailed date, instead of 9/22, make it 10/6. That's exactly 5 weeks prior to the due date, which is what Kenny put in his timetable, 5 weeks. If you have a ballot's mailed date of 10/6, I think 45 days prior to that is going to be pretty darn close to 8/25, which is the same as the nomination's close date. Does that, I didn't understand what you all were discussing. Does that help in any way if the nomination's close date is August 25th, or is that, you know, the record date?
It doesn't resolve it without changing the bylaws section.
No, it's still before, I'm saying, if the ballots are mailed on October 6th, 45 days prior to that is approximately August 25th, which is the same date you're proposing for nominations close days. So does the member record date of August 25th help whatever it is that you guys are talking about?
No, because October, if you mail them out on October 6th, it leaves us very little time to get our ballots. It defeats
five weeks.
Reason for doing this.
So it's 5 weeks, which is what Kenny's timeline.
I know.
I was just doing what Kenny.
Exactly, because see, Kenny was more concerned with giving himself a lot more time to prepare the ballots,
okay.
And not as concerned with, you know, those of us at the station that are struggling to get people to turn in their ballots. And it's not just to turn them in. The point is that a lot of people did turn them in, are members but don't get a ballot, and all that whole process takes a long time, or they get mailed and they get sent to the wrong address. That's what takes all of the time, because you're talking about bulk mail that could take up to, quite frankly, in my experience, because I don't do bulk mail anymore, but when I did, it would take sometimes 8 weeks for people to get things. So that's the main problem.
Mary Bird here.
Yes.
You know, Kenny Mostern only put that in. We had a local election committee that was functioning that ran, this was the fourth election, and he refused to pay any attention to any of the recommendations. He said it didn't matter. We insisted. Finally, he did lengthen that to what you see in the recommendations, but it was too short for the reasons just stated. If there's the double thing of getting people to return it or even realize that something came to them that they should be returning, and if there's a snafu. That was the big problem when ballots said return by November 15th and people got them later, they tossed them. And that's because his time on that had originally been too short.
Okay,
so,
same with another
question. We need the time there. We know from bitter experience, at least here at KPFA, that we need that time.
And that's the main motivation for the board to change it.
Okay,
If that time frame doesn't change, then there's no reason to even make the amendment.
I have a question then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, first question is, would an August 25th close date help whatever it is that you all were discussing earlier? That's question number one.
No.
What is the problem then?
Excuse me, Mary Berger. I'm going to have to get off the call. I don't know if we're voting tonight. My concerns are that the nomination period, that the registration period, not run into the should end before the nomination period starts, and that we do have more mailing time. And I'll listen to it on the net. And I'm sorry about the crunch. Okay. Goodbye.
Okay.
Okay.
So what would be the problem? I don't understand what
because
the
your suggestion of taking it into October.
No, that's a separate question. That's a separate question.
Okay,
what is the problem with the what exactly are the problems with the nomination close dates that Serene was talking about in terms of?
Because they have a fund drive and she would like to include the people from the summer fund drive in as members.
That was with regard to the record date, the nomination.
Yeah, the record
date.
Because their fund drive, you know, ends later, and by the time you got it processed, et cetera, there might not be enough time. Mary Berg and I feel that those current fund drives, anything after the nominations close, really shouldn't be affected anyway. However, that aside, if we stick to this preliminary timetable, which we can work on in future months, but at least minimally what we want to do is to lengthen the receipt time of the ballots. And then you have to work your way back from November 15th. From November 15th, right, for 45 days.
Can I say one of the things?
And get on the stack also.
Yes, who's that?
Serene, I'll go ahead.
Oh, Serene, sure. Or Paul and then Serene.
Okay. One of the things, this probably shouldn't go into the bylaws, I think, but one of the things that would help, I think, would be if the ballots were mailed first class. I don't know that mailing these things which were vitally important to the future of the foundation bulk is a great idea, because with first class, one, it'll get there or not in a lot less time. Two, they'll send it back. If there's some problem, it's sent back, and people will know, you know, there's a problem here. I mean, sent bulk, people are going to be sitting. I mean, we've had this. People sitting there saying, well, should I keep waiting? Should I keep waiting? And then they wait until it's very, very late, and, you know, maybe they don't get a ballot at all. So maybe it would be I think it would be a really good idea if these ballots were, my policy or whatever, sent out first-class mail, even though it's going to cost some more.
Okay, Serene?
Yeah,
and I'll speak next.
I think the difference in cost between first-class and third-class is humongous, and it's not the best use of our money. If bulk mailing is supposed to take 3 weeks, there were a number of problems that happened last time that I don't think is typical. We had problems in that the mailings were late, and in a couple of cases that the mailings actually went out later than the election supervisor had initially been told they went out. So I don't think that we should expect all those problems. We have more experience now with in terms of using this new ballot, using the ballot, the mailing house, and I certainly expect that we'd be able to address the problems that came up this time before it becomes an, you know, so that it does not become an issue again. But in addition, one of the things that when we said we have the ballots due on 11/15 and they're counted on 12/1, that two-week period, as it turns out, really isn't necessary because they're not being counted by hand; they're being scanned, and we were all able to do the opening of the ballots and the certification of the results in the same day in every listing area. So that extra 2 weeks, I mean, if we need to use it, that's fine. But it's not as though we really need 2 weeks to hand count, you know, however many ballots. So that's something I think we can worry about less about the end time. But I still have no problem with Lydia's adjustment to 11/15. I am still concerned about the whole record date issue, and I'm not fearful. Let me say this. I think that it is that the average listener, when they hear us talking about become a member and you can vote in an election, expects that it'll be the most recent election or the most current election or the upcoming election if it's close. And I actually think we do them a disservice when we talk about, well, you know, go on and become a member, you know, and then tell them, oh, but, you know, if you had done it 3 weeks before we started the drive or whatever the case is, you would have had a chance to you would have had a chance to vote. And that's why I was urging that, that we actually extend that, and I'd still like to do so. Jane came up with...
But how do you do it without the 45 days?
You change the dates of the ballots are being mailed out. Right now, with the proposal of not mailing them on
right.
Okay.
I see what you're doing.
Right. Now. So if we just, even if we move that back 1 week, because that's 7.5 weeks right now. If we move that back one week. From the mail date from 9/22 to 9/29.
Make it 9/30. That's really nice. The last day.
Okay, well, then that'll make it 44 days. Yeah.
So where?
Huh?
Where did you come up with the 45 days?
Because the record date has to be 45 days from the mailing date.
Okay. So
is that right, Lydia?
Yes.
30.
So if we move that back to 9... I guess we can do 9:30. Do 9:30, in which case the record date would have to be 8/16. If I'm getting that right.
30 days from September.
No. it has to be 45 days from the mail date. I'm sorry. No.
August 7th.
The record date is yeah,
August
45 7th. Days. No, it can't be August 7th. That's
August
moving in the wrong 17th. Direction.
August 17th would be 45 days prior to...
17th. Okay, I'm sorry.
To the day that it's mailed, yeah.
Okay. So, you know, and that making it 8/17 means that, yeah, people do get a chance as they're hearing about elections, because certainly we would have had the cart running. And that's one of the things about changing the length of time for nominations to be open, is that we can have pre-advertising, if you will, that, you know, the nomination period is going to be from these dates, but certainly people can request nomination packets as early as a month before that. You know, we can make that part of the policy. It doesn't have to go into the bylaws, but you can make it part of the policy. So you don't have everyone waiting until the 25th to ask for a package. They can ask for it as early as, let's say, 6/25, 6/26, whatever it turns out to be, and then nominations will open on 7/25. But, yeah, I really am concerned that people not be confused about whether or not they'd be eligible to vote in the election if they make a pledge, and, you know.
So 8/17 would be not too early?
8/17 would work fine.
But August 8th would be pressing it?
I think so. In
earliest that we could do this? I still remain very committed to having a longer mail time, and I strongly support our poll in terms of first class mail. I do believe that because of the financial crisis in some of the stations, that it's not even going to be feasible for the next election. I think in the long haul, it's cost effective because you do get the corrected addresses, which means when you send out your fundraising letters throughout the year, your addresses are correct. When you send out postcards for people to attend your events, the addresses are correct because you've had them corrected because of first class mail. And I am telling you that I stopped doing bulk mail. I haven't, you know, I'm director of a nonprofit, primarily because it could be up to 8 weeks before some people would receive our mailers. So,
especially if we're doing it at election time. But like you said, the financial situation is not going to permit it for the election next year.
Right, exactly. So I remain extremely concerned. It's been 2 years running that we have had significant problems with people not receiving ballots, everything taking much longer, possible changes being made to the ballots as happened last time, which really delayed things. I don't think it's the exception. So far, it's been the norm because we've only had two exceptions. The other thing is that the reason that the counting of the ballots takes two weeks is because, as in the case of last year, where we had the true ballot people had to come to each signal area, which means that the counting has to be staggered. it's not done right after the elections take place. They have to travel, get on a plane, go and do the count for a couple of days, and then go, you know, to the next signal area, etc. So you have to allow the 2-week period for that whole process to take place, and then they have to come up with a final to everything. So I don't think the problem is we just don't have a lot of days to play with. And anyway, anybody else with any solution? So the longest day that you're saying is August the 17th is the latest?
That would basically translate to a ballot mail date of September 30th, which would allow 6.5 weeks for the ballot to be due. I'll count how many days that is.
And how much did we have at the last election? Or do we have with the original timetable? It's 6?
With the original, it's just a month.
It's 5?
It will allow 46 days, which is basically...
So it would allow a little bit more time.
Instead of 4 weeks, yeah, 2 extra weeks.
Okay, so August the 17th, that's your drop-dead date, Serene?
Yeah, that works. I hope I won't drop dead.
Yeah. Does anybody have any objections to that?
No. Nope.
Now, by the way, I still agree with Mary Berg. I mean, when we totally redo, we can have this fight all over again, but when we do the permanent versions, because I really feel strongly that the record date should not be more than the close date. Before that, we need other amendments. So
you feel strongly what, Lydia?
That I feel as Mary Bird does, that I don't think that the record date should be later than the this isn't later. Never mind. I take that back.
Yeah, in this case, it's going to be before.
Yeah, it's going to be before. Yeah. Okay. August. Okay, so now let's change these dates again. Okay, so now we're talking about August the 17th, and the ballots are mailed when?
9:30.
And why is that exactly 45 days?
I will tell you just a second.
I mean, if it's the 29th, then it needs to be the 45 days, because it doesn't give you the flexibility of 46 or 44.
What? No.
I think you're talking about
two different things, Lydia. The 45 days is the
record
date prior to... No, this is just simply the time between the nomination close date to the ballot's mail date.
Oh, okay, right.
That's all it is, and it's about 5 weeks.
Oh, wait a minute. So...
Well, it's actually exactly 30 days. No.
Why is it so long from the nomination close date? That's
5 weeks. It's what?
No, why can't we? Why aren't we keeping that? Wait a minute.
Nominations closed. The ballot mailed. 5 weeks is reasonable. I mean, you need five weeks.
The language is the record date has to be 45 days before the first ballot is mailed.
No, that's a separate question. What Lydia's asking about now is why we need 5 weeks from nomination close to ballot's mail date. Is that
right, but our ballot's mail date determined the record date.
Yes.
So 45 days after August 17th is what?
Is 9:30.
It's 9:30, not 9:29?
No, it's 9:30.
Okay. Okay. And so now we have 9:30... And we have the ballot still due on November 15th?
Right, which is 6.5 weeks.
Okay. And the ballot's counted by 12-1?
Yeah, I mean, it'll probably be much sooner than that unless they need to extend 2 weeks to get quorum or something. Because as we saw this time around, you know, everything was done in the same day.
Okay. Anybody else? Are we all agreed on these dates?
I am.
Okay, let's just take a vote. Go around so that I know.
Well, why don't we name the dates again?
Okay, let's go. Okay, so the nominations open July 25th.
No change.
No change. The nominations close August 25th, which is a month earlier than last elections. The record date That means when all the membership is, that's it in terms of becoming a member, is August 17th. The ballots are mailed September 30th. And the ballots are then due on November 15th, and the ballots are counted by December 1st.
11:25, wasn't it?
No,
11:15. No, no change with the 11:15.
11:15, okay.
Yeah, so four of the dates remain the same. The nomination opening, the nomination closing, the ballots due date, and the ballots count dates. Those don't change. What's changing are the nomination close date a month earlier, the record date earlier as well. It used to be 8:31, it's 8:17. And the ballots mailed September 30th instead of October 15th. Is that clear?
You know, I think that the record date may be August 16th. I just don't know whether you count the day that you're counting. It may be August 16th. If going by the original formula, it should be August 16th. So let's
okay.
do August 16th because I'm going to...
Yeah, you'd use the same formula between 10:15 and August 31st, because that's what it was last time. So if you count that many days on the calendar...
I don't have that many fingers.
Okay. Well, I'll double-check it then before, but... or can someone else do it?
No, we got it. September okay. and then 15, okay? And then 30th in September, and then 15... yeah, you got to go with...
16?
Oh, I don't know. I think it's
Well, we're in agreement on it being close to that, and we'll just check it before it actually goes
yeah.
to
okay. Governor. Okay. And so, okay, let's go around because I just want to make sure everybody is on board with this, okay? I want to get everybody's vote. R. Paul?
What?
Are
oh,
you?
Voting, yeah, okay.
Yes, okay. Serene, yes?
Yes.
Jane?
Yes, but we need to be sure that however we propose this, it's understood it's a temporary measure just for the 2006 election.
But the wording is not going to say that. It's just an amendment for now. I mean, it's an amendment for now, and of course, I mean, that's what will be my dialogue at the PAC-Gov meeting, certainly, that it can be changed at any of the future meetings, but it's not going to be part of the wording.
Well, it can be part of the package, then.
Well, there's no package. It either has to be the wording or it's not the wording. I am just keeping it simple for now. We can, you know, everybody...
I'm just saying in terms of explaining at the PMB meeting, that's all.
Okay. Well, I'm not on the PMB, so another director is going to have to explain it.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the question.
I'm just saying
to explain that it's only a temporary measure.
That this is just for the 2006 election that we would recommend that it be changed completely, either in the bylaws or if the elections matters are removed to a policy manual that it be... I mean, that basically we're saying that it's really a lousy time of year to have the elections, but because of time restrictions, this is the best that we can do for 2006.
Right.
Right, but I'm not making that part of the resolution. I am making that part of my argument to PAC-Gov, and they will no doubt make it part of their argument to PMB. But,
that's fine.
You know, but this just stands on its own until we change it.
That's fine.
Okay. Deb?
Yes.
Okay. And so, okay, so that's good. So we got that out of the way. And, so now the timetable is going to be as follows. The timetable is going to be as follows, is that we have our meeting tonight. The PAC-Gov meeting is on Friday. Friday? 22nd.
Yeah.
Is on Friday. As soon as they pass it, that means if they pass it right away, then it goes to the PMB. It's already on the agenda. I mailed it to Julie Rodriguez. And she's still just waiting for my wording on the resolution. And then on the 26th, the very next day, all of the stations have got to start airing twice a day the bylaws change. And until 60 days, and then on the last day of the PMB meeting, hopefully the first agenda item can be to pass this amendment. Then that last week in September, all of the LSBs will be voting for the amendment. And this will be our test balloon on doing this. We haven't.
You're saying after the PMB votes on it, the LSBs will vote on it?
Yes.
Not in July.
No, in October,
in September.
Basically.
Right.
September. The process,
no, it has to be the same calendar
prescribed
year, so September.
Yes.
What? It has to
what
be the same calendar month.
What?
I'm sorry, Lydia, I was just explaining to Jane that the votes have to take place in the same calendar month. The PNB and the three LSBs have to approve it in the same calendar month.
Not
going
to
work. So it will have to be September, not October. It'll have
but
to be that.
The PNB is meeting the end of September.
They're meeting
the
on
PNB
the 23rd
is meeting
through the 25th.
Right, on the 25th. Sunday the 25th, they are going to vote on this. Now, first of all, mind you, as soon as...
Where do you find that, Serene?
Oh, I don't know, somewhere in there. I'll scan. Go ahead.
Calendar month?
Yeah, it's under the section of on amendments and how you do it, and it has to be in the same calendar month. Therefore, the last day of the PNB meeting is September 25th. That means that within a week, all the LSBs meet. It's not a big deal because they're going to know next Monday on the 25th that they have to schedule a meeting the last week of September, a special meeting to vote, a special meeting if they don't already have a regularly scheduled meeting that week. To vote on the amendment, so that's not going to be the issue. The really tight thing here is going to be trying to get two announcements on air the day after the PNB approves it on the 25th.
Article 17, section
25th of July, you mean?
No.
Yes, 25th of July. 25th of July, the PNB is going to meet by telephone in a telephone conference to propose the amendment by six directors. And then the 26th, the announcements must start in order to get this approved at the September 25th. Then the LSBs vote on it the last week of September, and then it's a done deal. Clearly, this process has to be amended as well in the long haul, right? I don't think that it requires 60 days. I think it should require 30 days of twice a day announcements, but. You know, it is what it is. So,
and the approval should have to take place within 30 days as opposed to the same calendar.
Exactly,
month.
Absolutely.
I mean, you know, that's really kind of...
Absolutely. So, on the other hand, it's not that it's not doable because, as I said, by July 25th, July 26th, all of the LSBs will know. I will send an email out to all of the LSB chairs. And, of course, everyone on this call can also make sure that that happens as well, and to all of the station managers as well.
Hey, I have a question, Jane.
Mm-hmm.
Can we go ahead and propose correction of the typographical errors that have been documented?
Well, I personally... think that even though I know that one of our people is the one that put it out originally, and I'm sure there might be others, I have not had a chance to go and confirm that everything that he put out is correct. I'm assuming that it absolutely is, but I don't want to get into that conversation, nor do we have the time. We only have till Friday to do this. We can change that in January, and that's like a no-brainer. That should not take... a lot, because by January we're going to have other changes. We're going to have additional changes to the bylaws that this committee can come up with. More pressing in my mind right now is that there is this other phantom resolution that I haven't even had time to look for, but that was passed by the PNB last November, saying that there had to be 6 months' notice for the bylaws convention. That would mean September. That would mean at the same September meeting, we would have to be prepared to announce the specifics of the bylaws convention. And there you go. And that should be our next
agenda
item. Can
you say that again? I didn't follow you. Say it again.
Okay. I am told, and I have not seen the resolution, that last November, the resolution that put us on this timetable for next March for the bylaws convention also had as criteria a six-month announcement period for notice period for that convention, which would mean that at the September meeting, the convention would have to be formally announced as taking place in March. And we haven't even discussed what that convention is. I mean, we have discussed it, but we haven't resolved it. So to me, that's a very pressing issue. anything that's got to go on the agenda for September is a pressing issue, in my opinion.
So the first question is, what was actually passed?
Well, I am told that that's what was passed. Everybody agrees that's what was passed. What I'm saying is I don't physically have that resolution in my possession.
When
I had sent an email out to everybody a few days ago to see if they had it. But
yeah. Someone mentioned that it happened in, I think, in October, and that it was reconfirmed in on a December call. But I haven't been able to track it down yet. But I do have something else that we had started discussing that that I think we can also address at the same time, and that's the whole problem with the inheritance, the term inheritance. I just sent out the language. I'd expected to be able to do it earlier, but I wasn't able to. Can I go with that?
Okay, I don't know what you're talking about, but go ahead.
And
okay.
Are you what are you thinking to do with this?
Well, it's a flaw that I think is relatively easy to fix, and it does not affect member rights in any way, so it does not need to go out to the entire body. It's just something that you know, one more thing that was missed. If anybody has access to the internet as we speak, they can just go. I just sent it out to everyone. But I'll explain it, and then I'll read the text if needed. Right now, the process of inheritance is flawed in that when someone leaves, their seat is given to the next person on the list, or if someone resigns from the board or leaves the board for some reason. But the language is sort of careless, so it actually makes it possible for someone among the runners-up, for someone who was ranked lower, to inherit more time than someone who was ranked higher. Let me try to. It's not simple.
Oh, this is the replacement issue that you raised last time.
Yeah.
Okay, I took that to our bylaws committee, and it was a controversial issue. It was a very lengthy discussion, actually. Although what they proposed, what we ultimately came up with, and I withdrew my solution to it, was that you take out, but again, I don't think it's feasible for this time, but anyway, but that you take out the person that is leaving the board, you use the original software and election data, and you rerun it. It's what Berkeley did during the last lab election that they had before the regular elections. That's how they, and it's commonly done for people that use STV. And so that seemed to me to be a reasonable thing, and we all agree that that would be the reasonable resolution. However, I can tell you that's not a slam dunk issue. That was very contentious in a station that's not known for its contentiousness at this point in time. So.
Well, why would we need to rerun anything when we already have a ranking from the first election?
Well, what is your solution to it?
My solution is that if you, let's say you have three people who are in the runners-up category, number person A, B, and C, if someone who's on the board leaves, if one person who's on the board leaves, then person A automatically gets that term, you know, assuming they're available, yada, yada, yada. Okay. If another person on the board leaves, then person A gets the longer term. The person with the highest runner-up always gets the most time available between elections. The most
okay.
time that becomes available between elections.
Yes, that's what I thought it was, and I ran it by our group, and none of them favored that.
But that's what voters intended when they ranked people.
Okay, well, I mean, despite the argument, I'm just telling you, it's not a slam dunk. This is not a unanimous thing. You can only, I mean, I don't know if anybody else has discussed it in their signal area.
Can you explain why?
Yes, of course I explained why.
No, can you explain why they didn't find it acceptable?
Because they felt that the bylaws were very clear that it says to go straight down the line. That's how they read the bylaws, unanimously. And so that was not, you know, that was not feasible. And then I threw out, I presented your plan first, and then I presented my plan, which was the one about then go to
the
first runner-up in the first election to fill the seat from that election.
That's it. Mm-hmm.
And that didn't pull well either. No one liked that one either. And then one of our members recommended this, and our technical person happened to be there, and everybody chimed in that, yes, they've known this in many other, you know, nonprofits that use STD. That's how they compute it. So that's going to be the recommendation from KPFK, which means KPFK would not be one of the stations voting for your plan on that.
I think you're
underestimating the controversy. So I think
it just seems so clear to me that if the person who received the most number, the runner up who received the most number of votes, should be the person who then gets more time on the board because they have received, the sanction from a greater number of listeners.
I know, but everybody has a different idea of what the bylaws say and what they think is reasonable. I mean, I'm just telling you that KPFK unanimously would be voting for a different system. And all I'm saying is that, therefore, I would not recommend it for this particular cycle. The reason I'm not recommending more items, including even the typos, is because we have such a short period of time to get a cart and everything to the station managers a week from now, right? For them to articulate on air the bylaws changes in a cart to run twice a day and have multiple items at this juncture, I just don't think it's feasible. I think it's feasible for January, and then we can flush it out at our different committees, and hopefully more committees will be functioning to take this issue. So I would urge that everyone on this call take it to their committees and make the proposal. And Serene has this time put it in writing, and then I'll also chime in with what KPFK is recommending.
Okay.